Good morning. Welcome to worship here at First Presbyterian Church in Danville. We are very glad to have you with us this morning on a very special Sunday, a Sunday in which we get to enjoy the gifts and talents of our chancel choir, of our organist and choir director, Heather, and of these wonderful volunteer musicians, well, not volunteer, but they're musicians that are here to provide us with accompaniment, and we thank you all very much for your services this Sunday. A couple of things that we wanted to highlight in the bulletin this morning. I was telling the choir I get more nervous being a liturgist than I do being a preacher, because yet so many more things to remember. But this morning, just a kind of a note on this week's schedule, a reminder that tomorrow evening at 5 p.m., we will be having our Christmas Eve candlelight service, a very special time as well for to worship the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we hope you can join us for that very special service. Also, schedule-wise, you'll note that if you want anything in the bulletin, you'll need to get it in on Monday. We are here. The offices will be open until about noon tomorrow, and then they will be closed for the rest of the week. So please, if you have any announcements for next week's bulletin, take note of that and get those into Vicki tomorrow morning. Also, you may have noticed on the back of your bulletin that we are going to try something different for 2019, and it's going to begin on the next to last day of 2018. And that is, we are going to try relaxed worship. That means that if you want to come and wear your pajamas, you can. If we are going to have some more contemporary music stylings, trying to expand the musical repertoire that we use here at church. Nothing wrong with what we do, but there's a lot of newer things that we'd like to include in our worship services as well. And so next Sunday, actually Jackson Weller is going to be preaching for us. I'm going on vacation starting on Christmas through the new year, so I will not be here next week, but the first relaxed service is next Sunday. So you're welcome to dress however you wish. If you want to dress to the nines, you're welcome to do so. But we wanted to offer a little something different, a little something, especially here at the holidays, of a relaxed service. Be the same liturgy, but just a little expanded repertoire music-wise. So hope you will enjoy that. And we are going to be doing that on the fifth Sundays this year. So that's the end of March, the end of June, the end of September, and the end of December. Couple of other announcements that I needed to highlight. One is that the stewardship committee wanted me to highlight that we are a little behind in our pledges this coming year, or for the year 2019. You'll see there the numbers, and we thought perhaps some people may have forgotten to turn in their pledges, or we certainly thank those that have. A very generous response so far, but we'd like to encourage you, if you have not had a chance, you can get another card, or if you lost your card, you can get another card in the church office, and you could turn those in when you get a chance during the holidays. All right. Also, the insert in your bulletin, another kind of stewardship matter, is that we will be taking up the Christmas joy offering. There are envelopes, I think, on the side rails here. If you'd like to give to that, that offering is a yearly offering, and it goes to help retired church leaders that have provided years of service to this church, or for the denomination as a whole, and then also to help some of the Presbyterian-related schools throughout our country. So please give generously to that as well. I think that you'll also notice that the service is a little streamlined today. We are highlighting the choir and their marvelous prepared piece that they have here. So you'll notice that we are doing things a little differently, a little bit out of order. And one of the things that we are doing out of order is taking prayer requests. So if anybody has, does anybody have any additional prayer concerns? I do have down the tsunami victims in Indonesia, but are there any other joys or prayer concerns this morning? Who is? Barbara Wilkins is in the hospital. I did hear that. So we need to put Barbara on the prayer list. Anybody else?
My brother, Brian.
Brian? Okay.
He's in the hospital.
Okay. Here in Danville or?
Lynchburg.
Lynchburg. Okay. All right. Anybody else? If not, let us continue to worship God.
Last Sunday, we lit the candle of joy. We light it and the candle of hope and peace as we remember that Jesus, born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all of God's promises and bring us everlasting peace and joy. Today, we light the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love. In their old age, God gave to Zechariah and Elizabeth a son called John. John taught that we should share what we have with others, treat each other kindly, and show God's love. He did this because he cared for people and wanted them to repent and find God's forgiveness.
Love is like a candle shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the love we have in Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, your witness, John the Baptist, grew up strong in spirit and prepared people for the coming of the Lord. He loved your people and baptized them in the River Jordan to wash away their sins. Help us to have the same sharing spirit John had. And to spread the good news of your love, help us to be ready to welcome Christ, for whom John prepared the way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we come to Christ Jesus, lifting up our thoughts and our prayers, our faults and our fears, and we ask that he hear as we respond in asking for his forgiveness. Let us join together in the prayer of confession. God in Christ, you pour out your mercy to forgive our transgressions. Hear us now as we confess our sins. We err in our judgment of what we want from us. We seek to appease you with offerings, earn your favor by doing good deeds, or garner a blessing through making some sacrifice. Forgive our sin that is prone to be, and in Christ restore us to the right relationship with you. Now let us join in the assurance of pardon. Micah foresees the coming one, who shall stand and feed the flock. The people shall dwell secure in the majesty of God's name. Christ is our peace, and we can dwell secure in the knowledge that through him we are forgiven.
The children can come forward, please. Goodness gracious, what a great looking group we have today. Good morning, everybody. Oh. Y'all know what that is, don't you? Good morning, everybody. Oh, that doesn't sound like y'all are happy to be here. Can we do a little bit better? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, that's a little bit. We're going to have a birthday party today, I hear. Is that right? For Jesus? Yeah, that'll be fun. That's exciting. No? Silly. You are so silly. Well, she says it's not his birthday today. It's not Christmas. No, but we're going to celebrate today, and that's okay. We can celebrate today, too. Huh? No, not yet. So I'm going to read from our little devotion book again today that we've been reading from the past couple of times that I've been doing this. Today's message is called Both God and Man. And our verse is Psalm 95, 6 through 7. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And then the message that Jesus wants us to hear today, that he was, as if he was speaking to us personally, he says, I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I am also your shepherd, your companion, and your friend, the one who never lets go of your hand. Worship me in my holy majesty. Come close to me and rest in my presence. You need me as both God and man. Even though I am God, I had to come into this world as a baby and grow into the man who became your savior. That's the only way I could meet your biggest need, to be saved from your sins. Since I was willing to give up all of heaven for you and to die a terrible death for you, then you can be sure I will give you everything you need. So trust me as your Savior, Lord, and friend. Rejoice in everything I have done for you, and my light will shine through you into the world. Did y'all know that God was in heaven first? I mean, Jesus was in heaven first before he came to earth to be a baby. And then he grew up to be a man, to be our Savior. Did y'all know that? Yeah? I think that's really pretty neat, huh? That he wanted to come be with us. Yeah. So why don't we say a quick little prayer before we go to Sunday school, and we'll just thank him for wanting to be with us and save us, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that wanted to come to earth as a baby and grow up as a man and be our Saviors. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to save us. Please be with us this week as we worship and adore you. Please be with us and our families as we come together on the birth and celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. If you could just stay really quick, I want to get a picture of everybody because y'all look so cute before we do our birthday party. Is that okay? Okay. Can you hold this for me? Thank you.
Y'all look great. All right. Ready? Say happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Will the ushers please come forward for the morning offering? Thank you. Let us pray. Ancient of Days, who sits enthroned in glory, to you all knees are bent, all voices pray. All that we bring, you have bestowed upon us. Whatever good we do is a sign of your grace. Accept these glad offerings we lay before you as praise for the goodness that does crown our days. And help us as we reach out also, not only with our gifts and talents, but also our prayers, that you would be with the tsunami victims in Indonesia, that you would be with Barbara and Brian, Amy and Lisa, Charles and Lib. Hear our prayers for Matthew, Diane Hottenstein, Martha Joe and Gail. Be with Beth and Bill. Be with Mary Ann and Jane, Ellen, Lee, Dana, and Friel. Hear our prayers for Ella, for Sandra, for Jim and Tom. For those concerns that we wish only you to hear. Also, O Lord, be with Joe, be with James, be with Helen and with Jay, from Willem and Nolte, and all of our service personnel who have sacrificed of their time, especially at this time of family and friends. Protect them and guide them. And be with those, the family of Bill Smith, as at the passing of his sister Marjorie. Continue to bless this congregation and all those gathered as we turn to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. You'll notice that we do not have a homily today, and that is because we are proclaiming the Word of God. You can proclaim the Word of God in many different ways, but one of the ways you can do so, and one of the most glorious ways, is through music and song. And so we now rejoice with the choir and with our musicians as we hear an early American service of lessons and carols. God bless their efforts this day.
Good morning, everyone. If you notice in your bulletins, there are times when you get to participate. You didn't know that was the kind of service today, did you? If you would, please. I will do my best to cue you, but there are stanzas in the hymns, in the carols, that we would love for you to join us on. So thank you very much, and thank you for listening.
Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, we come by this service to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and to see the loving kindness of our God and the babe lying in the manger. Let us therefore open the Holy Scriptures and read the earliest tales of that disobedience to God's holy will, which is common to us all, and then the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to save us from our sins and make us pure and happy. And let us thank him for our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of this whole church, and especially for peace and goodwill among all people, that they may learn to love one another as children of one God and Father of all. And because this would most rejoice his heart, let us remember before him the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all who know not Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sins have grieved his heart. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude no one can number, with whom in this Lord Jesus we evermore are one. These prayers and praise let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words that Jesus himself has taught. The Almighty God bless us with divine grace. Christ gives us the joys of everlasting life, and unto the fellowship of citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
first lesson, Genesis 3:8-15. God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat. And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Thank you. second lesson is from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 8. God promises to faithful Abraham that his seed shall the nations of the earth call blessed. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
Third lesson, Isaiah. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Our fourth lesson is from Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. The peace that Christ will bring us is foreshown. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travailed hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth, and this man shall be the peace.
Thank you. Our fifth lesson comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and verse 38. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee blessed. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call him Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. Sixth lesson, Matthew, first chapter, verses 18 to 21. St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
The seventh lesson comes from Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
And the eighth lesson from Matthew 2, the wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the land in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, child of Bethlehem, who in love made humankind, create in us love so pure and perfect that whosoever your heart loves may be after thy will in thy name and for thy sake.